Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Welcome to my first regular show for the 2017-2018 season. Autumn is my favorite time of year, and Halloween has always been one of my favorite holidays. So in this episode, I'm sharing three pieces of spooky short fiction, and I've recruited some friends to help me. We all know that wishing is a very specific art. Here's Craig Stepp, co-host of Technorama, reading Be Careful What You Wish For.
Fail. I roll to disbelieve. Fail. I roll to disbelieve. Fail. I roll to disbelieve. Fail. The room grows colder. The shadows take on form and reach out to grab me. Across the table from me, the other pushes back her hood. Silly boy, she says, not quite flirting. Her voice is warm and seductive on the surface, but underneath, it's like she's raking razor blades over my skin. Even if you'd succeeded, it'd still be coming for you. Disbelieving in me doesn't negate my power, only your awareness. But I'm not ready. I'm too young. Not so young, she counters. You knew enough to buy the fate dice. She leans across the table so that her black eyes are staring into mine and into my soul. Try a different wish. I think for a minute, then I know what I must do. Roll to live. Fail. She kisses me. Her breath is hot and moist, but her tongue is like a dagger in my mouth. I feel her sucking the life out of me. Later, I stand on the protection of her cloak and watch as my girlfriend Natalie enters my hospital room. I see the woman I love glance at my bed, take in my still form, and sit next to my body. I observe as she pries the dice from my hand. I'm glad you're out of pain, Natalie says. I know the last year has been hard. The tubes and the chemo. I just wish I could be with you. Natalie collapses onto my unmoving chest, sobbing. The dice fall from her hand and tumble onto the floor, a pair of soft clicking sounds telling me where they've landed. Next to me, she whispers the word I wanted to hear before. Now, though, if my heart had still been beating, the blood it pumped would have run cold. Success!
I couldn't call myself the Bathtub Mermaid if I didn't include something involving water. This story is called Just Breathe. The hardest part, as the water fills your mouth, nose, lungs, is not to struggle. We're drilled on this when we start the program. If you struggle, they tell you, you could choke and die. Instead, we were told, we must stay calm, relaxed. I start my mantra, chanting it in my head before my feet leave the deck. The ocean is the cradle of life. The ocean is the cradle of life. I imagine the sea as a great mother, her blue-green arms keeping me safe from harm. I plunge backwards into the water. They always push you overboard in the split second when you forget to anticipate the shove. The theory is that if you can't see the waves coming to greet you, you're less likely to panic. But I never panic. I let myself fall into the ocean's embrace, and I am struck by the beauty of the bubbles rising up around me toward the expanding rings of my entry point. It's my air forming those bubbles, the former content of my lungs. The first time I did this, I was terrified. Humans only breathe liquid when they're in the womb, after all, but once I got past the initial disconnect, the fight against my own instincts, breathing water was as natural as, well, you know. I feel the gill slits behind my ears opening and closing. It tickles a little. They pass their undulating movement down my neck to the two other pairs there. With the bottom one responding to the pressure of the water, I can feel a sort of current in the back of my throat. The next set of gills, four pair, are on my sides, between my ribs. Those are larger, and just the first one kicking in helps me shake the rapture that is caused by weightlessness, low oxygen, and the salty indigo that surrounds me. It's experimental, the body mod I'm using now, but I've been fascinated by mermaids for as long as I can remember, and when I saw the ad in the back of a science magazine, I had to volunteer. Initially, I thought the gills were going to be some kind of external apparatus, but no. They triggered a T-cell here, massaged a little-known gene there, and within a few months I was essentially amphibious. I move in the water, my nude form completely at home. My gills are functioning exactly as they should. I consider the blue world surrounding me and feel a pull, a longing to go deeper, to swim further, to stay here in the ocean that has always been in my blood. The watch strapped to my wrist vibrates. My 15 minutes are up. I'm supposed to return to the surface, to the boat. Reluctantly, I begin my upward swim, hoping beyond hope that the next trip will be a longer one. I spent a lot of time last year thinking about how vampires find their victims in a time where social media seems to make the world go round. Here's Jay Langjens from Masterpiece Audio Theater putting his special spin on a story I wrote for last year's Horror Dailies, Biter.com.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Is this thing on? Red. SVM. Blonde Blue 6 Type O. I am experienced. You are not. RH Plus. Okay. I never drink wine. But I will open a bottle of Vert Clicquot for the Rat Woman. 21 and over only. No smoking or kids.
In the old days, hookups were a lot simpler. A lot more discreet. We'd just put a few lines in the appropriate category of the personal section of the local underground newspaper. It was effective, to a point. At least, until the early 90s. But newspapers don't vet people who read the personals. For that matter, they don't vet the people who place them, either. If the credit card works, the ad goes in. Why does that matter? Because virgin blood isn't just the sweetest thing that could ever land on an undead tongue. It's also got this special kick that lets you enjoy the sunrise right after you've imbibed. Sure, some vampires claim you still burn. You just won't care. But I've experienced it myself.
Good evening. I am Sergei, and I want to give you the last love bite you'll ever remember. I enjoy walks on the beach, gazing up at the stars, and sleeping on black satin sheets. You are voluptuous, dark-haired, dark-eyed, and have never given up your most precious gift. I am an old-world gentleman, castle included. Let us meet and see if your blood sings to mine.
As the internet grew in popularity, we went online in much the same way the living did. Pictures were challenging at first. Conventional cameras still used silver nitrate, which meant no permanent images. But when photography went digital, all bets were off. Video dating was more difficult for us. The average bicentenarian hasn't had a lot of on-camera experience. And you can't really hold your partner in thrall over Skype. Those of us who have lived beyond 200 years eventually realized we needed our own network. Fangbook was launched in the mid-2000s just to help. You'd be surprised at the number of living men and women who fantasize about feeding a vampire's bloodlust. Or maybe you wouldn't.
Lucas, 223, musician. Don't be sharp. Don't be flat. Just be natural. And if you happen to be negative, swipe right. We'll make beautiful music together.
Technology, of course, brings constant change, even for vampires. These days we have a smartphone app called Biter. Vampires, whether they're seeking willing donors or long-term companionships, can post their profiles, and so can the living humans who are looking to experience the whole new level of necking. We've even developed an enhancement to the Apple's Health app that will verify the blood type with the press of a thumb on a portable dongle. As for me, I'm still rather old school. Underground papers may not be the fastest, shiniest methods of finding a date, but the QR code I run with my ads lets potential hookups get to know the real me beyond the two-line blurb.
SVM, Brown Brown, in search of virgin female for a night of firsts. You don't have to be O negative to have a positively howling time with me. Must love wolves.
Sergei, Special thanks again to Craig Stepp and Jay Langjones. Craig is the co-host of Technorama, which can be found at www.chuckchat.com/technorama. His personal website is spindle.com. That's spelled with a Y. Jay is the genius behind Masterpiece Audio Theater, which can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/MPAT Studios. That's all one word. Their links will be in the show notes on the website at www.bathtubmermaid.com.
Don't be sharp, don't be flat, just be natural. And if you happen to be negative, swipe right, we'll make beautiful music together.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at @melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.